2016 didn't start off with a bang, rather with a blip. Just ask Emmett Williams.
The lack of internet has deeply affected my life.
Remember this? In February, the fiber optic cable serving Sitka and Angoon got damaged and the internet cut out. Now, missed connections are part and parcel to life on an island in Alaska. It's a fate we accept, along with dark winters and bears. But bridging an inconvenient gap isn't just a story for this moment. In a lot of ways, it was the story of the year. Take the Blue Lake Dam. When the expansion project was approved, the price of oil was high, and Sitkans were using a lot of energy, more than the city could provide. Under that climate, utility director Brian Bertacci says a big expansion of the dam made a lot of sense to the planners.
They really thought load would be at about 140 million kilowatt hours a year. Right now, load is about 105, about a third less. So if the load had moved the way they really thought it would, we'd be giving everybody a cut in electric rates right now.
Instead, there have been two rate hikes this year, as mild winters and cheap fuel reduce the demand for hydropower far below supply. And this energy gap is furthering a financial gap in the city's wallet. Now, earlier in the year, a citizens task force recommended raising the cap on the mill rate to bring in more revenue. The assembly liked that idea, suggested a 2 mil bump, with half going to the electric fund. Voters, like Megan Pasternak, rejected it.
Personally, when I've got money problems, I buckle down and cut something.
That has already happened in Sitka. The assembly shrank local government by 6 positions and cut $1 million from the general fund. The newly opened Sitka Public Library is now closed on Sundays. But it's not enough, especially as the state tightens its belt and passes down less money to local communities. Here's City Administrator Mark Gorman.
We've got to look out 3 years to ensure that we have a soft landing here and do not stimulate a recession in Sitka.
Navigating the divide was a major theme at the polls this year as well. Elections happened at every level of government, from the local assembly to the White House, and brought a wave of politicians courting votes in our listening region. That included presidential candidate Rocky De La Fuente, who joined the race because he resented Donald Trump's early campaign remarks about Mexican Americans.
All my life I've been an underdog. All my life I'm a minority.
If candidates sought to make their voices heard, voters did too. The day after Donald Trump was elected, there was a pro-gun rally at the roundabout. Marshall Albertson brought his semi-automatic in support of the Second Amendment.
They say we're a bunch of racists, we're a bunch of homophobes, xenophobes, sexists, you know, and that's not true.
Skylar Wright attended a gathering for those troubled by the election and demonstrations up the street.
Why are you marching down the street with weaponry? That can't be anything other than threatening to me.
Sitkans also raised their voices in solidarity with the Standing Rock camp, where protesters have been opposing the Dakota Access Pipeline. And after a mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando, a group held hands in a circle at Totem Square.
This is not the act of one lone gunman. This is the act of a racist, homophobic, misogynist, supremacist society. We can change that. We have to step into the uncomfortable place of that one moment where somebody says something and you just want to let it slide because, you know, that moment is one step towards changing this.
This speaker didn't share her name, but her message speaks volumes about how tough it can be to speak up and have a conversation amid great difference. Sitka's two hospitals are attempting this very thing. Hospital leadership is concerned about the financial sustainability of Sitka Community Hospital and hired an outside consultant to formally explore a collaboration with Search. Raven News will be following this closely next year and hosting a call-in show in the spring. Conversation is also taking place across the aisle in the State House. While the Senate has a Republican majority, Bert Stedman was reelected this year, the House has a bipartisan coalition whose membership includes Representative Jonathan Kreis Tompkins, also reelected.
You have a bipartisan coalition, you start to govern from the middle, you put aside the really divisive, ideological, kind of performative, theatrical political issues, and you just focus on the meat and potato stuff that needs to get done. It's going to be in the interest of Alaska in the long term.
The legislative session begins on January 17th. This year also brought some closure to major events of the year before. In the wake of a devastating landslide last August, the city has more data now on landslide risk And over the next 2 years, FEMA will be funding a comprehensive landslide map of the whole community. Pastor Paul MacArthur reflected on how the landslide has shaken local faith in the stability of the land.
We tend to think of the mountains as being our place of safety, which now had turned against us. And for me, that was the opportunity to relate those words from the psalm. The Lord is our strength and our refuge, a very present help in time of trouble. And therefore, I will not fear, even though the earth give way and the mountains slide into the sea.
In August, the city placed a memorial bench and stone at the site of the Kramer Avenue slide in honor of William Storz, Elmer, and Ulysses Diaz. The city also settled with Franklin Hugendorn, a teen tased in the Sitka jail, for $350,000 this year, and began to replace its aging infrastructure. Most of the city's electric grid hasn't been renovated since the 1980s. Failed parts resulted in over half a dozen short outages this year and a complete shutdown of the Green Lake Dam. For Matthew Hunter, Sitka's new mayor, it's a bit like keeping on top of your home appliances.
If you have a home, you know, you need to replace hot water heater sometimes. They need a new washing machine. Then your dishwasher goes out. It's just this endless cycle of things that need to be fixed. The problem is we have a lot of old stuff that was all kind of built at the same time.
Hunter isn't the only new official in Sitka. This year also saw the hire of a new city attorney, Brian Hansen, to replace Robin Schmid, who was dismissed following a poor evaluation. There's a new chief of police, Jeff Ankerfeldt, who took over after Sheldon Schmidt was eased out. Janelle Vanaz started as superintendent of Mount Edgecombe High School. The Sitka Tribe of Alaska hired a new general manager in Lisa Gassman and elected its first female council chair, Kathy Hope Erickson.
Can you believe it? Being 64 and being at a new beginning. It's just, it can happen any time in your life.
Sitka women also made headlines in the worlds of fishing, education, and food. Linda Benkin was appointed to the International Pacific Halibut Commission, Rebecca Himshute to the State Education Board, and Colette Nelson was chosen to represent Alaska in the Great American Seafood Cook-Off. The centerpiece of her dish was Ivory King salmon, a no-brainer for the former fisherman.
A lot of this is about talking and representing the seafood. And so for me, I can talk till the cows come home about salmon.
This year's weak salmon return was disappointing for fishermen and may have contributed to an increase in bear encounters. A sow and her two cubs, creating a food cache, were killed by wildlife troopers, and there were 5 maulings in the area this summer alone. Forest Service fish technicians had just seconds to react when a sow charged them on Appleton Creek.
Maybe that bear had been defending that fishing spot and was at the point where they were like, one more creature comes by my fishing spot and I'm going to give them a what for that they will always remember.
District Ranger Perry Edwards, also a biologist, speculated that an increase in the number of sows with cubs, combined with a poor food supply, created a perfect storm for stress in the population. While it was bad news for bears, this year brought good news for Sitka's cruise ship industry. Traffic is up, exceeding 1 million passengers in Alaska. Holland America and Celebrity are bringing more ships to Sitka next summer, taking advantage of the old Sitka dock. Smaller enterprises like Alaskan Dream Cruises continue to blossom. Marketing Director Zach Kirkpatrick says the industry has room for ships both big and small.
Some people want this educational enrichment. They want a native village. Other people say, hey, I'd like a large room and to be able to go to the casino or more of a party life. We always say, there's no bad way to see Alaska.
While traveling themselves in Anchorage, the Sitka High basketball team became hometown heroes when they alerted tenants to a fire. Thanks to the team and their coach, all the occupants got out safely. Local emergency responders and the Coast Guard performed a number of rescues and recoveries this year, including the body of 37-year-old hiker Michael Hansen. His parents said that the caring of Sitkins made all the difference in grieving for their son.
One of the little grocery stores we were in one night, and I just wanted some soup, and they said, just take the soup, take what you need. Just every time you turn around, someone's there to help you. I've never seen such generosity of spirit and love you can feel. I mean, we will just never forget this community. It's given us so much peace.
As the year came to a close and December brought a flurry of snow, acclaimed Tlingit weaver Terry Rothkar died of cancer at the age of 60. In an interview she gave in 2013, she talked about how the traditions of weaving would continue on long after her passing.
Here I was, you know, really feeling so much like the carrier of the culture. And I realize now, whoops, this basketry, the weaving, it's been going on for thousands and thousands of years. I'm the one that's fragile. The art will continue on.
I don't know about you, but I take a lot of comfort in Rothkar's words. It's wisdom like hers that reassures us that no matter what happens, amid triumph and tragedy, victory and loss, the sun always comes up tomorrow. The world doesn't cease to turn, and the desire to create doesn't stop. This year, for instance, a whole cedar tree became a canoe under the steady hand of local carvers at the Sitka National Historical Park. David Katzik was there for the canoe steaming and had these words to say.
A canoe is not just a vessel that goes over water. It represents a people's journey in life.
And that journey will continue into 2017. From all of us at Raven News, Happy New Year, and thanks for listening. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.